Michigan is not the only state contemplating a hike in the cost of a gallon of gasoline. Several other states have gas tax increases kicking in this summer. We're going to talk about why and look at how other states are handling their tax hikes as we talk to Carl Davis. He's a research director of the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. Carl, good to have you with us. How many other Midwestern states are considering or have already implemented an increase in gasoline taxes?
I mean, over the last few years, basically all of them have considered an increase. And just this summer, we were seeing increases implemented in Ohio and Illinois. Before that, it was Indiana and Iowa. A couple years before that, there was a very significant increase in Pennsylvania. We're seeing a lot of this in the Midwest. We're seeing a lot of this around the country, really. I mean, more than 30 states have implemented gas tax increases since the recession, starting in 2013, this is when this trend really kicked off.
So explain why this trend is kind of happening. Why so many states at this one point in time?
Well, I mean, some of it's playing catch up. The thing about the gas tax is when you write a fixed number of cents per gallon into the tax law, you know that over time you're going to have to revisit that because that number becomes outdated. I mean, back when gas taxes were first implemented, they were a penny or two per gallon. And, you wouldn't be able to fund a modern infrastructure with that kind of gas tax rate. A lot of these states have been playing catch up. They let their rates get very outdated. The other thing that's going on is the federal government has let its gas tax get tremendously outdated. It's been more than 26 years since the federal gas tax went up. That's the longest we've ever gone at the federal level. And so that means there's less federal money for transportation and states are having to pick up the slack.
So states certainly weren't in a position during the depths of the recession to go, and hey, by the way, we're going to raise taxes. So as you say, they're playing catch up. And it certainly seems that we who pump the gas, we consumers, we've gotten a little spoiled.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, most drivers' knee-jerk reaction is to oppose things that are going to raise the price of gas. I mean, I enjoy paying less rather than more for gas. I understand that. But at the same time, roads and bridges aren't free. And at a certain point, if you're hitting potholes and routinely having to get your car realigned, or if you're stuck in traffic, or heaven forbid, driving over bridges that are unsafe, and we've seen some really terrible collapses in the last few years. I mean, these kind of things aren't worth paying a super low gas tax rate for. And at some point, it's just worth it to pay a bit more for a smoother and a safer commute.
Governor Whitmer is proposing a 45-cent a gallon increase. Illinois, I believe, was 19-cent hike. Ohio, 10-cent hike. Can you help us understand why Michigan's is such a large increase compared to some of these other states?
Yeah, 45 cents is definitely significant. With Michigan's climate, the freeze-thaw cycle definitely takes a toll on roads and bridges. So there's a lot of repair work that has to be done around that. So it's possible that some other states are using more general fund money to fund transportation. If you don't get it out of the gas tax, then you have to get it out of somewhere else. So are you going to pay a higher income tax rate, which is actually quite low in Michigan, or a higher sales tax rate, or higher registration fees? The money has to come from somewhere. The case being made here is that it should be a gas tax increase. And the general argument for that is there's a pretty good link between what you pay in gas tax and how much benefit you get out of the road. So if you're driving a whole lot, or if you're driving a really heavy vehicle that's inflicting a lot of wear and tear on the roads, then you're typically going to pay more gas tax. The other benefit of the gas tax is you're able to get money out of state drivers, tourists, visitors, out of trucking companies as well. So it's a way to make sure everybody who's using the roads are chipping in to maintain them and to improve them.
In our state, our current fuel tax doesn't just go to roads. It also contributes to the state's K-12 education budget. As we kind of think about how other states divvy up their gas tax revenue, is that unusual to have some of that money go to K-12?
Yeah, it's a little unusual. It's not unprecedented. We see this in Texas and Illinois and Hawaii as well. The idea here is Michigan's general sales tax does apply to gasoline. So it's the same tax you're going to pay if you're buying furniture or toothpaste or anything else. Generally, economists tend to favor making your sales tax base really broad. It should apply to everything that people are buying, or at least to a broad set of things that people are buying. And Michigan's doing that with applying its general sales tax. It's unusual, but not unique in doing that.
We have a political split in our state, as you know, a Democratic governor, a GOP legislature. I'm wondering, as you, especially these other Midwest states, what about those states? How these kind of political dynamics impact the ability of a state to push a fuel tax hike through?
So much of tax policy can be highly partisan. And oddly enough, the gas tax hasn't been. We've seen states under full Democratic control and under full Republican control enact gas tax increases. It's been a little less common to see states under split control do so, although we did just see one in New Jersey not too long ago. So Michigan's most recent gas tax increase was enacted when both the legislature and the governor were Republicans. Obviously, that's changed since then, so now you're having to see some working across the aisle to make it happen. So there's potentially a little more friction there in getting it across the finish line, but you know, big picture, this hasn't really been a partisan issue nationwide.
Giving us a sense of the gas tax landscape in this country, Carl Davis, who is Research Director of the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. Carl, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.